Leslie Pollack is with us. We had a great conversation on Friday at a meeting, and I had to drag her in here, and not kicking and screaming, but just to talk about some of the projects that she's working in with Sparrow. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
You've already been up and at them for a while.
I've already taught a class. So.
Man, oh man. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you do at Sparrow.
I'm the interim director of health and wellness for Sparrow Health System. And part of that role is working on lots of projects in the community to improve the health and wellness of the participants.
Now, there is one project that we're going to leak out here, yeah. and we can do that because even though we're a little bit premature in what the results are going to show, we could talk about what Sparrow's comprehensive plan is with healthy capital counties. Mm-hmm. There's just so much involved in this.
Yeah.
Take us through the process.
Sure. It's a very large project, and it came about because the hospitals are now required to conduct what's called a community health needs assessment. And that's a result of the Affordable Care Act, and it begins in the tax year 2013. So every hospital, in order to maintain its nonprofit status, must do what's called a community health needs assessment. And what's really unique about our community is that we decided to partner with a lot of other entities to do this community health needs assessment as a wider project for all three counties with ourselves, Sparrow, three other hospitals in the area, McLaren, Greater Lansing, Hayes, Green Beach, Eaton Rapids, and then even taking a step further, partnering with our area health department, so Ingham, Mid-Michigan, which covers Clinton and Barry-Eaton County. So a really large collaboration of a lot of different entities, but with that same goal of assessing the health needs of our community and then taking it a step further and adopting some strategies to improve that.
Now, why did the government say you had to do this?
Because what the government wants to tell you as a hospital is if you're going to get the tax break of being nonprofit, you must show us that you are serving your community in some way. And that means in the government, with the community health needs assessment, you must do an assessment and then you must show us a strategy to address those needs that you uncover.
So there's three parts to this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
Okay, part one would be to collect the data. So that's called the assessment, where you actually take hard data. You actually do some qualitative analysis as well with some area focus groups. So you need to hear from what's termed the broad interests of the community. So that's step one. Step two is to report those findings, and then after you discuss the findings, step three is to develop an implementation strategy or the work that you're going to do to improve the health of your community.
And when the implementation part comes up, when you have to plan for that, you're going to involve the community
in
that.
We are going to involve the community. It's in what's called community dialogue. So if you think of it kind of like a town hall meeting setting, we will hold these in all three counties. But basically what we'll say is, here is what we found. We're open. We want to hear what you have to think about this. We want to hear how you think we can improve the needs of the community. And then once we take all that feedback in, then we go back and we develop our strategy.
Now, Leslie, you know people are going to say, well, they're just doing this because they have to do this because they're going to save tax-exempt status.
Right. Sure. Well, I would say not. I think every hospital involved in this project knows that it's still a worthwhile effort because all of us, each of the hospitals, have a mission in some way, shape, or form of serving the needs of our community. So we need to know what's wrong so we can decide what we need to do to fix it. So I think it's still a worthy project, and I think most people involved would say it's a good effort.
Leslie, you know what's interesting about this project, which leads into other projects, is that you would think competitors, McLaren, Greater Lansing, and Hayes Green Beach, you're partnering in this in other areas too. So even though in some instances you may be competitors, in a lot of other instances you're working together.
Yeah, I think that's what really makes this project unique, and I think it makes it worth some attention, is that you're really seeing four hospitals, three health departments partner for the greater good of the community. And we're hoping that we're stronger together than we would be individually. So when we do that implementation, it would be silly to duplicate efforts. Let's go where our strengths are, go where the needs of our community is. And yeah, it's a really unique project.
As you've gone through the first part of this project, what's been the most interesting thing you've learned?
Oh, it's a huge learning experience for me. I think the most interesting thing I've learned is the amount of data that is out there, and how you can use that data to interpret what your health needs may be.
And from this graph that mm-hmm. I have here,
you're looking at the list of indicators.
You have all kinds of information
yes.
on
yes.
the people that you talk to, whether it was their income, where they live,
yep.
What they consume, whether
yep.
it's food, alcohol,
yep.
tobacco,
yep.
child health,
mm-hmm.
the whole
yeah.
nine yards.
Yeah, what you're looking at is called a set of indicators. And just to get to that point, you can imagine with all these the areas of input that we had, just to decide, let's decide what we agree on as to what we're going to measure. I mean, because it's limited. You can't do everything. So you really have to limit your scope first.
All right. So as we are into part two and you approach part three,
mm-hmm.
where the community is involved,
yep.
when will those interactions
take? Those will happen
in June. Okay.
Those will happen in June. The big date is May 3rd because we will reveal what's called the community health profile, which is the findings of all our hard data and our focus groups. So that's a biggie. And then in June will be these community dialogues, which will be promoted in a variety of avenues.
All right. On May 3rd, you have an open invitation to take over this radio program and give us the information that you have.
Well, we hope to use outlets like yours, the web, our own internal contacts, but we really want to get the word out. It's a very important project, and it cannot succeed without the input of the community.
And for folks who want more information, where
yes.
can they go?
You want to go to the healthycapitalcounties.org website. That is the name of the broad coalition, like I said, of the four hospitals, the three area health departments. Healthycapitalcounties.org. All the information is on the website.
Leslie, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.